Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here to finish out the hour with our special guest, Joel Mabus, marvelous storyteller, songwriter, historian of music, incredible stylist that can play most any style and of music, and it's just a tremendous resource here for us. And we, you know, Joel, we like to talk about something fancy, a little bit like gravitational waves, if you will.
Yeah.
We like to talk about creative process here. Mm-hmm. And so do you have one, or does it come from all angles?
Well, there's a certain craft to writing songs, and but you can come at it from so many different angles. I like to liken it as if you had a science experiment when you were a kid, where you grew crystals on a string in a super saturated solution. You could do it with salt water or sugar water, and you put a string down there with one little crystal on it, and it grows other crystals. I like to think of songs starting that way as
great image.
You have to be first off, you have to super saturate your brain with lots of things. You got to be a thinker, as the old saying in Nashville goes, when it rains, the songwriter feels the raindrops. And everybody else just gets wet. And super saturated solution, you get a little crystal of an idea, and it could be a musical phrase, or a little word, or a little image, or something. And that's the little crystal that starts to grow the song. And that seems to be kind of a universal with all my friends who write songs and with myself. But some people always start with a tune and then put words. Some people always start with words and put tunes, and I play both sides of the fence there.
And I know this. I know the song that you were wanting to do. I think, if I remember, is this the Hillbilly Singer?
Hillbilly Singer,
right? And you started to talk about this. I've heard you talk about this in concert last night, actually. But I'd like to hear a little bit more about those. You know, that particular song. You know, you said you had 8 or 9 people in mind when you were thinking about.
Yeah, this is a fictitious little, a tiny little short story and song, and the idea for this, the chorus came first, and it came pretty quickly. And then I said, well, why does this chorus have a reason to exist in a song? And I built a story around it, and it's the setting. And there's two characters. One of which is the hillbilly singer. The other one is a fictitious character, and their interaction with this little essay that is the chorus.
But you were saying last night, I mean, in terms of influences, you were talking about super soaking.
Well, you know, I've been doing this for a very, very long time, and just like Lightnin' Hopkins told me about how his drinking beer was about the weight of the can in his hand. I mean, every old timer that I've had the option of playing with over the years, since I was a young man and now I'm an old man, I've heard little pieces of advice, little things that every one of them sticks with me. Some of them are very banal and are not good stories. For example, Tom Paxton a couple of years ago told me, he says, you know, you think you've played your last bar gig, but you haven't. There's going to be a time when you're back playing a bar gig. And every once in a while, I find myself in a sticky floored room with a lot of drunken people saying, I guess I'm here again. Eh? But what I put in this song is what I know. And I put it in the mouths of two characters, one older fellow and one younger fellow. Well, it was late one night in a roadhouse saloon. The band coming off of the stage with my favorite hillbilly singer. Still good, but showing his age. I said, I got all of your records. If you don't mind me bending your ear, I'd like to know what you're drinking. He said, you can buy me a beer. I asked him, what keeps you going? You sing your heart out night after night. He took a long drink and then he answered. He said, son, I'd be telling you right. Sometimes you sing for the money. Sometimes you sing for the show. Sometimes you sing to the pretty young thing with a big smile in the back row. And sometimes you sing because you're lonesome and you need the crowd and the cheers. And sometimes you sing for your supper. And sometimes that's only the beers. Sometimes you sing for the memory of a love gone awfully wrong. Sometimes you sing for the money. But sometimes you sing for the song. Well, I asked him where next he was headed. He said, son, I don't rightly know. Some joint a whole lot like this one, just a ways further down the road. He said, the boys in the band handle business. They just take me along for the ride. Wore out hillbilly singer. And he finished his beer and he smiled. He signed me his name on a napkin and he left with a tip of the hat. And here it is all these years later, I'm still remembering that. On those nights when nobody listens and this old guitar just don't want to play, I remember that hillbilly singer and the things that he had to say. Because sometimes you sing for the money. Sometimes you sing for the show. Sometimes you sing to a pretty young thing with a big smile in the back room. Sometimes you sing 'cause you're lonesome and you need the crowd and the cheers. Sometimes you sing for your supper. Sometimes that's only the beers. And sometimes you sing for the memory of a love gone awfully wrong. Yes, sometimes you sing for the money. Sometimes you sing for the song. Sometimes it's just for the money. And sometimes it's all for a song.
Joel Mavis.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. In terms of songwriters, you've probably met a lot of songwriters along the road.
Yeah.
Which ones influenced you considerably, do you think?
In both the way I sing, the way I play my guitar, the way I perform, and the way I write songs, I've learned from absolutely everybody I've ever heard. Sometimes it's what I've learned is a warning, never do this.
Oh, I see. Right.
Somebody has done something just awful in the way they introduce a song or whatever. And sometimes a song I hear on the radio was hastily written and could have been so much better with a little revision. And then other times I learn from songwriters who are just brilliant little gem makers who whittle down a rough piece of rock into a beautiful shining gem with careful thought and appreciation for melody and rhythm and choice of words. And the older I get and the more I do this, the more I like to put all those things together in a song. And a song like Hillbilly Singer, I want the story to come across. So what I've learned to do is keep the music simple. Just go boom chicka chicka boom chick and play some easy chords, because I don't want to distract your attention away from the words in the story. So I keep the music simple. Sometimes I like to have a melody that complements the tune, so that you can hum the melody in your head and you'll remember the words because you've heard the melody a few times. So there's all sorts of reasons to use melody and harmonization and rhythm and rhyme and all that good stuff. And there's no one formula that really works all the time. Not if you want to be a songwriter with some legs.
Has anybody ever mentioned you remind me a little of Burl Ives sometimes?
Yeah, I've heard that. And, you know, back in the day when my mom was out on the road with the Prairie Farmer crew, some of the Burl's older brother, Artie Ives, and Artie's wife, Opal Ives, were in the show. And Opal Ives and my mom, Ruby Mabus, were best friends for several years.
Wow.
I know I look a little like him because I got a belly and I'm going bald and I have a beard. You know, it all adds up. I don't think I sound like him much, but I did a show once, a nice concert, and it was over. Two women came up to me back to back. One was a woman slightly older than me, and she said this same thing. She said, "You remind me exactly of Burl Ives. I just knew it was you and Burl Ives together." And I said, "Well, thank you." And then she left, and a woman who's slightly younger than me came up, and she, it was a rock and roll star that I reminded her of, Eric Clapton, as a matter of fact. She said, "You're so much like Eric Clapton." And I said, "Did you see the same show that last lady saw?" But that was her touchstone, and a guy a little older than her that played the guitar with a beard, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, could you share one more beautiful songs with us?
This is a song I wrote very recently. As we're taping this radio show, it's early October. We're heading into the family gathering season with feasts at various fall festivals and such. And I've always thought there should be a blessing or a grace over the big meal that would include everybody. So I've been working on this little poem called Everybody's Grace. And it seemed to fit this old hymn melody that I love, that's sometimes called the Navy Hymn. It's the hymn of the U.S. Navy and the British Navy. It's the tune goes back to 1861. But here it is with Everybody's Grace. Bless the hand that plants the seed, and bless the back that pulls the weed, and bless the folks that pick the crops, the boys, the girls, the moms, the pops. And bless the trucks and the truckers too, that bring it home to me and you. Bless the cook that bakes it brown, and bless these hands that pass it round. Bless our host, and bless the feast, bless the most, and bless the least. We ask the one to whom we pray, bless us all this blessed day.
Joel Mavis, what a blessing. What a blessing it has been to have you on our show.
Thank you, George.
Joel, I hope we can have you back sometime, because I would love it, absolutely love it. I hope it works out.
I'll come back and bring my ukulele next time.
Oh, that would be great. I want to thank all the wonderful people that participated in this show. Sid Schroyer, John Baylor, Howard Gibbs, Marsha Heinsberger, Judy Schroyer, Brent Chupp, Michelle Schricker, Joel Mabus, and John Williams. And I want to thank all of you for coming to Wild Rose Moon today. And I hope you'll join us. Join John and I as we sing. So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember when you're tumbling down, oh, it won't be long till the river goes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon Radio production.